With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities in Southern California are just beginning to take stock of the damage caused by the deadly wind-whipped fires which assaulted the Los Angeles area. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Thousands of homes and other structures have burned down in the Palisades fire. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
It is safe to say that the Palisades fire is one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles.
At least 180,000 residents are under evacuation orders for all blazes in LA County. Crews are focusing on utility restoration, but sewer, water, and power infrastructure has all been significantly damaged. Before repair work can begin, debris, including fallen tree limbs and hazardous materials from burned structures, have to be removed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The nation said farewell to former President Jimmy Carter during a state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
All of President Carter's living successors attended the service along with family members to pay tribute to the 39th president, his grandson Jason.
His life was a testament to the goodness of God.
Stephen Ford, the son of the late President Ford, addressed Carter's children.
God did a good thing when he made your dad.
President Biden summed up Carter with one word.
Jimmy Carter's enduring attribute, character.
The pageantry of the state funeral preceded Carter's burial in his small hometown of Plains, Georgia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration has succeeded in temporarily blocking a plea deal for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. This is SRN News. Idaho takes a stand against DEI.
The state's Board of Education has approved new rules that eliminate the diversity, equity, inclusion agenda from the public schools. Specifically, the board says, quote, no employee or student is required to declare gender identity or preferred pronouns, amongst other things. A growing number of states, institutions, and businesses are bailing on DEI in the face of angry backlash from voters, customers, and millions of moms and dads across this nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia Democrats have preserved their legislative majority in special elections held on Tuesday. That'll likely lead to a showdown with Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on issues including abortion and the LGBT agenda. Democrats are working to enshrine a constitutional right to abortion in the state, and these latest victories will help them do that. The party holds narrow leads in the House of Delegates and State Senate. This is SRN News. Republicans appear close to settling on a strategy for passing President-elect Donald Trump's sweeping border security, energy, and tax agenda. We hear more on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett, who has this report.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said in a brief interview Wednesday evening that House and Senate GOP leaders are likely to make a final decision by Thursday about how they'll pursue the budget reconciliation process to enact their policy priorities and extend expiring tax cuts. Privately, House GOP leaders are optimistic key senators are getting behind Johnson's push for one massive reconciliation bill, a procedural maneuver that allows the majority party to advance a legislative package without relying on the minority party's votes. Johnson spent Wednesday meeting with Republicans in his office, discussing a long list of potential spending cuts and a myriad of ways to pay for the bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.